In this time of uncertainty, it can be difficult to find ourselves in the proper rhythm of life as we know it. Believe it or not, we are now near the midway point of this Lenten season. The English word Lent is of Germanic origin and alludes to springtime and the lengthening of daylight that comes with it. It's appropriate then to celebrate this feast of Saint Joseph near the heart of the Lenten season, as the name Joseph in Hebrew means increase. Given the brevity of Joseph's treatment in the Gospels, how do we explain his dramatic popularity throughout the history of the church? Since his earthly life until the present day, countless men, women, and children have gravitated toward Joseph with the conviction that they know him personally. I would propose to you today that we gravitate toward Joseph because we do, in fact, know him personally. We gravitate toward Saint Joseph in the absence of many recorded details of his life because his holiness makes him knowable to us. Holiness ultimately consists in knowing God and being known by God. This, friends, is the story of Joseph's life in a few words: knowing God and being known by God. We can even condense Joseph's life into a single word, dikaios, the Greek word for righteous, used to describe him in today's gospel. It is good for us today to marvel at the indelible, invisible impression of Joseph upon the life of Christ. How many hidden traces and glimpses of Joseph do the Gospels contain in the words, stories, and gestures of Christ? Joseph is content that Christ be his eternal biography and testament. This is enough for us as well. Let us pray this day that Joseph might leave an indelible, invisible impression on our lives, shaping us and fashioning us as sons and daughters to be more like Christ himself. Amen.